Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week, I think we have a really fantastic topic in asking the question, is God inaccessible? Or we could ask, is God accessible? And
well, so many people I've heard over the years have said, but God's so out there. How do you reach him?
Mm.
How do I even know him? Mm. How do I even pray to him? And in my reading and prayer, I really felt inspired by what I was reading myself that I wanted to share it with people, how God is accessible.
Yeah, yeah. You started off by talking about the Old Testament and how throughout the Old Testament, it was like God had these pockets of people that he had a relationship with, but it didn't necessarily seem like he had a relationship with everyone. And sometimes sometimes I think we can feel like that.
Yeah, God is like we can feel just part of the crowd, and there's some special important people who have these moments with God, but most people don't.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
Yeah. And that's why out of God's love for us, he sent Jesus.
Yeah.
So that it
was accessible to everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Through Jesus, God is now accessible to all of us. And because we'd sinned and we'd turned away from God, we couldn't attain eternal life as God wanted for us. So that's also why he sent Jesus to us, so that we had the accessibility through Jesus to God.
Well, they didn't have it in the Old Testament, even though God still reached out to people and the Holy Spirit was there. It was not the same, but we didn't have the access to have eternal life.
Mm.
Everyone was, when they died, everyone was waiting.
Mm.
Waiting in this place for Jesus to come down and save
us
all.
Jesus was the answer, yeah. So Jesus comes and he tells us that we can have a relationship with God.
Read everything that he wrote, everything that he said, how he treated people, why he loved, how he loved. It was always, the Father has sent me.
Mm.
Everything that comes from me comes from the Father. He kept saying it time and time again.
Mm.
And so when you read how Jesus loved, the Father loved.
Mm.
How Jesus had compassion, the Father had compassion.
Mm.
You know, he talked about the prodigal son, but it was talking about the Father's love of those who've, you know, sinned and turned away from God. But he draws them back to himself, and how he's waiting for us. And he runs down the road to greet us.
Mm.
It's all about, you know, his love, and it's Jesus representing his Father, sharing what the Holy Spirit, believes is.
Mm. So I was thinking as I was listening to your heartbeat, even though we know that Jesus has come and therefore God is accessible to us, we may still feel in our own lives the inaccessibility, like we may feel distant, even though that's not true. Like, we can have the relationship with God. Some of us may not know how to
access
God.
It's like you have to put aside your feelings.
Mm.
You've got to in your mind, like you know what you we often shared the scripture where it says, take your thoughts and capture them and bring them to God's throne and give them to him.
Yep.
Well, it's like you've got to capture your feelings and go, I might be feeling lonely, but I know God is with me. The truth is God is with me.
Mm.
The enemy wants us to feel lonely, but the truth is God, you're not alone. God is with you.
Yeah.
When I was reading this book that Ruth Burrows wrote about her life, she was saying, how could I possibly be a Carmelite nun?
Mm.
I get everything wrong. I'm impatient with the other nuns that live with me. I get angry at God. I feel alone. But she realized, but that's just in many ways her being poor in spirit and I guess, being affiliated to God's poor in spirit when Jesus was poor in spirit on the earth.
Mm.
So he understood how we feel, or how we felt, how we are, do feel. And he's walking the journey with us. But it's you've got to like capture those feelings and go, what is the truth?
Mm.
And the truth is what Jesus speaks. Because what does he says? I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so whatever he says, we've got to listen to and look at.
Mm.
And that's what she just started to do.
And I think you give some really good tips on how we can be drawn closer to God and access God through what you shared about the Carmelite nun, Ruth Burroughs. Like, one of the things you said that she did was that she encountered Jesus when she read and reread the Gospels, because that's where Jesus is, in the Gospels.
But not read them just to read.
No. She prayed through them.
Yes. Mm. It's like when he came and he asked for water at the well, but said to the woman, I've got the living water. She said, well, Lord, I need that living water.
Mm.
I might have a water to drink that comes out of a tap, but I don't have you, Lord. Would you give me your living water? So she prayed through what was happening in the story.
And I think that's something that we could do.
Yes.
We could read the Gospels and prayed through them. And because one of the things that you shared, which I liked, is that when she prayed through them, she would beg and pray, God, would you bless me with the same graces? Would you bless me with healing? Would you bless me with cleansing? Would you bless me with sight? Would you bless me with living water? Would you bless me with faith? So as we read the story, we can pray for that into our own lives. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. I then really liked how you said that Ruth Burroughs would pray for Jesus's prayers. I've written it down wrong. Sorry. She would pray Jesus's prayers back to him, like statements, but she would pray them back to him. So the example that you gave was, Lord, you state that workers are worthy of their hire.
Yes.
So therefore, Lord, would you bless these workers, provide for these
money
workers,
for the workers that are working.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like another one I thought was, God said he will go before us. And so, you know, when I'm in a circumstance where I'm not sure what's going to happen in the future, I can say, hey, God, you said you would go before me. Lord, I'm praying for that right now. Like, so, yeah, I like that, taking what we've read and then praying it back to him.
But that's what the truth is. Mm. That's what Jesus came to show us.
Mm.
Jesus came to reveal the Father.
Mm.
He came to save us and he came to share love, to continue to show us the way to live, how to live. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm.
And we've got to live on the truths that he shared with us.
Mm.
We often just don't see it.
No. And then the next bit after that scripture, though, it says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we're not going to be able to get to God unless we
because go it, to it's Jesus just the way that it got designed, the plan was. Yeah. Yes.
Mm. But I like you also shared that like Ruth would pray that what was revealed in the New Testament would also be fulfilled in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And that you then said, Lord, you said this, whatever this is, X, Y, Z, and I desire this in my life. So doing more of that kind of prayer, like I was saying before, Lord, I want faith. No, Lord, you said that we could have faith. I desire faith
in
my life.
You know what it really is?
Yeah.
Claiming the promises of God.
Mm.
And we've talked about that on a few
a few
blogs or heartbeats or whatever. Go back and look at the promises of God and their promises for everybody. Mm. We can claim them and walk knowing that it's been given to us.
So I think the weekly challenge, and I think it's something that we could probably start now and do for the rest of the year, is to pray through the Gospels. Because I think that if I just said weekly challenge, pray through the Gospels, well, there's a lot to pray through in Gospels in 1 week.
But we've got a whole year to do it, hopefully.
So we could start by doing that and then claiming those promises.
Yes.
I think that's a good challenge, particularly
and
for this
how
year.
About for all of us, if we can share that? We don't often share on comment on the podcast, but you could comment here, comment on blogs, comment on the heartbeats we do, comment and say how you found this promise of Jesus, how it affected you, how because often then what you find helps reveal to others, opens their eyes to go, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think that's good, because otherwise sometimes we don't know how God can be accessible in our lives in situations.
Yes.
But someone sharing it can give us some opening.
Well, Ruth Burrows shared her bits and it revealed to me.
I think it's given us some points.
And
All right, so we hope that you've enjoyed that chat this week. We hope that you do start, I'm going to call it the yearly challenge now, for this year. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everybody.